So I don't think I'll go through each of the verses. Each of the verses, it's volumes and volumes and volumes. Of all sweet things, it's the sweetest. It's so, so it's taking shelter of the holy name is what we'll be doing this weekend, or trying. Something that's in our Vaishnava culture is understanding the appearance, like the appearance of Krishna, Krishna Janmashtami, or the appearance of Radharani, or in the Bhagavatam. How does the Bhagavatam appear? Right after hearing the glories of the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, the very first set of questions, or the very next set of questions, is how does the Srimad Bhagavatam appear? So this discussion is how does the Nama Sankirtan appear? And Sri Rupa, you're supposed to sing this nice song by Narottam Das Thakur. Yeah, it's going to show on the screen in just a moment. So we need our super fantastic Mridanga player back again. Yeah, very good. And our team of cartel players, get your cartels. There's a song by Narottam Das Thakur where he presents this phrase that we hear in ISKCON a lot, Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtana, from Goloka, the holy name has descended. Harinama Sankirtana, Golokera Premadana. Premadana means it gives the gift of prema. Harinama gives the gift of prema, and is descended from Goloka. That's what Narottam Das Thakur says. And in his standard way, he is filled with humility, and at the same time, he's filled with humility, he's filled with eagerness to receive the gift of prema. Prema dana, the gift of prema. So we have our Mridanga player. Where'd he go? Oh, there he is. Okay, fine. We have our cartel players. Let's see what's happening. That's an image, a painting of Narottam Das Thakur. And we can sing this nice song together.
Manusha jana ma paya Radha Krishna na bhajiya. Paya
Radha Krishna na bhajiya.
Manusha jana ma. Krishna Navajya.
Anusha Janama
Paya. Kainu
Sandhya Chuniya Visha Kainu
Chaniya Chuniya Visha Kainu. Kera Prima Dhana Hari Nama Sankirtana.
Golo Kera Prima Dhana Hari Nama Sankirtana.
Golo Kera Prima Dhana Hari Nama Sankirtana.
Golokera Prema Dhana Hari Nama Sankirtana.
Ratina Janmila Kene Ta. Samsara Vishanale Divanishi Kiya Jale.
Samsara Vishanale Divanishi Kiya Jale.
Samsara Vishanale Divanishi Kiya Jale.
Samsara Vishanale
Divanishi
Kiya Jale.
Yuraite na koi nuyu pa. Gajendranandana je Shachi Suta hoilo se.
Gajendranandana je Shachi Suta hoilo se.
Gajendranandana Shachi Suta hoilo se.
Rajendra Nandana je Shachi Suta hoilo se.
Balaram hoilo nita. Balaram hoilo nita. Vahina Jata Chilo Harinami Udharila
Hina Hina Jata Chilo Harinami Udharila
Hina Hina Jata Chilo Harinami Udharila
Dina Hina Jata Chilo Harinami Udharila
Tara Shakshi Jagai Madhai
Tara Shakshi
Tara Shakshi Jagai Madhai
Tara Shakshi
Jagai Ha Prabhu Nanda Suta Vrishabhanu Suta Yuta
Vrishabhanu Sutta Yuta
Aha Prabhu Nanda Sutta Vrishabhanu Sutta Yuta
Aha Prabhu Nanda Sutta Vrishabhanu Yuta
Koruna Koro Hoi Baro
Karuna Koro Hoi Baro
Koruna Koro Hoi Nama gunainu Hari Hari Vipale janama gunainu Hari Hari Vipale janama gunainu Srila Prabhupada particularly liked, more than liked, became deeply absorbed in the songs of Narottam Das Thakur. He said, following Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that the songs of Narottam Das Thakur are as good as Shastra, with the understanding that Shastra is the final authority amongst Guru Sadhu Shastra. The Shastra is the final authority, and the writings, the songs of Narottam Das Thakur are as good as Shastra. Deeply honored as one who expresses the essence of the life of devotion, a student of Jiva Goswami, and who is a student of Rupa Goswami, a student of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he captured the essence of Mahaprabhu's teaching.
So, humility. I spent my life uselessly. How is that? I attained Manusha Janma Pai, attained the human form of life. But Radha Krishna Na Bhajiya. I didn't worship Radha Krishna. Now, he certainly worshipped Radha Krishna. But he's, in one sense, speaking as if he's one of us. But also, that's his like Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, his mood was, I'm more sinful than Jagai and Madhai, and I'm more lowly than a worm in stool. So, these very, very elevated Vaishnavas, they have these feelings. So, knowingly I've drunk poison, this kainu, it appears in the next. The treasure of divine love in Goloka Vrindavan has descended as the congregational chanting of Lord Hari's holy names. That's the reason in particular why this song was selected, the advent of Nam Sankirtan, and it descends through the conduit or the channel of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So his picture is on the right here. And for that chanting never come about. Rati na. Just as Mahaprabhu prays, I have no attraction for the chanting of the holy name. I know all the glories of the holy name, and yet I have no attraction. Why did my attraction for that chanting never come about? Samsara Vishanale. Day and night my heart burns from the fire of the poison of worldliness, and I have not taken the means to relieve it. Humility. Then this other understanding that's essential for us as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the Lord of Goloka, Brajendra Nandana, and his brother Balaram, they've come as Satyusuta and Nitai. The holy name delivered all those souls who were lowly and wretched. So he's counting himself as lowly and wretched. And the deliverance of Jagai and Madhai are taken as evidence of that. What happened here? There we go. There's a really lovely discussion, Vaishnava, exalted Vaishnava discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Who gets the credit for delivering Jagai and Madhai? And first Lord Chaitanya said, it is you who have delivered them. Nityananda said, no, it is you who have delivered them. No, it is you who have delivered them. No, it is you. Because Lord Nityananda was extending the compassion of Lord Chaitanya by going here and there and inducing people to chant. But they not only refused to chant, but they smashed Nityananda in the head with a clay pot. And still he induced them to chant. Chaitanya came. As we see in the painting, Mahaprabhu's right arm is raised with Sudarshan Chakra ready to chop them. But he didn't, because Lord Nityananda was imploring him, no, no, no. In this incarnation, you've come not to love their demoniac mentality, kill their demoniac mentality, and give them love of God. So please, be merciful. So on that basis, Lord Chaitanya was saying, it is you that saved them. And Lord Nityananda is saying, no, it is you that saved them. In any case, whoever saved them, the mercy of the two brothers, Brajendra Nandana and Balaram Prabhu and Lord Nityananda. They, through the giving of the holy name, were delivering wretched and lowly and sinful people. So, Narottam Das Thakur is considering himself a candidate for their mercy, because I'm also wretched and lowly and fallen and sinful. So, please show your mercy upon me and please keep me at the lotus feet of Krishna. O Lord Krishna, son of Nanda, accompanied by the daughter of Vrishabhanu, please be merciful to me now. Narottam Das Thakur says, O Lord, please do not push me away from your reddish lotus feet. For who is my beloved except for you? This is a mood of Radha. What am I to do now? Krishna is gone and he's my only shelter. What am I to do now? Very similar, those of you that are familiar with the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master was Ishwarapuri. And the spiritual master of Ishwarapuri was Madhavendra Puri. And Madhavendra Puri, it's in Chaitanya Charitamrita, one verse that he would recite over and 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 entered deeply into the mood of love and separation, in the mood of the gopis for Krishna. What am I to do now? Same. So this is a nice song that when sung with devotion again and again and again and again, the mood of Narottam Das Thakur comes through. And this particular song, it's right on the theme of what I wanted to discuss this evening. Because the advent of Nama Sankirtan is for us, it's for the people of this age of Kali, to lift us from our unqualified condition to become more than qualified, not materially qualified, but spiritually qualified to relationship with Krishna is eternal, but our relationship with Krishna is covered and forgotten. So how to, again, enter into that relationship? It's through the medium of this Nama Sankirtan. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So there's a nice image, Niskan painting, lotus shape of Goloka, and in the vastness of the spiritual sky, unlimited spiritual planets, but largest and most prominent amongst them all is Goloka, shaped like a lotus. Down in the bottom of left, that's the Mahatattva, the cloud of the material energy floating in the vast energy. You can see there's Mahavishnu lying in the causal ocean. So from that Goloka position, Harinam Sankirtan has advented. And with it comes the gift, if received properly, it gives the gift of prema. Now, when we visited, traveling along the same path that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu followed from place to place, not exactly in the same sequence, but the same places that Mahaprabhu visited. And one of the places that we visited was the birthplace and the main place of the life of the foremost of the Alvars. Now, most likely the devotees in the room here, you know who the Alvars are. But for those that may not, in our line of disruptive succession, there's Lord Brahma. And from Brahma, he imparted knowledge to Narada, Narada to Vyasa, etc. Then in the Sri Sampradaya, this is the, ours is the Brahma Sampradaya, in the Sri Sampradaya, transcendental knowledge, as Brahma received transcendental knowledge, and there's a detail of how that took place. And before there was this formal disciplic succession, there was this somewhat, you could say, informal disciplic succession, or alvars, who were perfected souls. And the first of those alvars was given the name, or was known by the name, Namalvar, because he had particular liking for the holy name. And we'll hear something about his life. We'll see the place where he resided. And 10 of his 1,000 verses that are cherished to this day by the Sri Vaishnavas are specifically about glorification of the chanting of the holy name, practically speaking, predicting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. So on the theme of the advent of Nam Sankirtan, here's the place, not majestic looking. It's nice and it's clean, but it's not the, you know, fantastic structure. Adinath Temple in Tiru Nagari, or Tiru Kurugur in local language. Whoops. There's a deity of Nam Alvar, has some history from the river that flows nearby. When he was going to depart, his followers requested him to leave behind a deity, and they first dredged, under his instruction, they dredged the river, and some metals came and it took the form of, they didn't know who it was, but it was Ramanujacharya, who would appear later, much later, thousands of years later. Hundreds of years later. Then a second one, it was Namalvar. So his appearance in this world was just after, 43 years after Krishna departed. So the juncture of Krishna's departure from this world marks the sandhi, or the little time gap between the previous yuga, Dwarpa Yuga, and the next one, Kali Yuga. So he appeared practically just as Kali Yuga began. And when he appeared, he was the son of a Brahmana and Brahmani, and he appeared to be blind, deaf, and dumb. He didn't open his eyes. Similar like this description of Radharani. Didn't open his eyes. A baby that doesn't cry. And he didn't acknowledge any sound. And that continued for almost a year. The parents, of course, took him to this doctor, that doctor, and tried different things to see, to make him well, and nothing worked. And so finally, so distressed, they brought their son before the deity in the temple here. And as soon as he came before the deity, he opened his eyes and made some sound. And so they took him back, and then he closed his eyes and made no sound, and a few more trips, and they just realized he wants to be with the deity, so they left him with the deity. So little baby, not even a year old, crawled some distance from the altar to a little elevated place within the temple compound, and sat in the hollow of this tamarind tree. So this tamarind tree is said to be quite old, or it's a grafting of the original tamarind tree that had a hollow, and he just stayed inside the hollow of the tree. He didn't eat. Do you know any children that don't eat? Didn't eat for all this period of time. For 16 years he didn't eat. He didn't say anything, but his body kept growing. Very mystical. Didn't open his eyes, didn't say anything, didn't eat anything, and he kept growing. And lived in the hollow of a tree. Meanwhile, they didn't know what to make of this, other than he's some very special person. So in the local, from the same village, was another who became the second of the Alvars. Madhura Kavi Alvar was traveling all over the countryside. He headed for Badrinath and he was searched for a guru. And the history says, one night there was a light in the sky. And not necessarily from the light came a voice, but in the sky, the guru you're looking for. So he followed the light and followed the light all the way from Badrinath to the same place where Namalvar was. And he posed a question, kind of like a riddle, a sutra-like riddle that said, within the womb of the dead, a subtle being may be born. And what does that mean? Well, the first time in 16 years that Namalvar spoke, he gave the answer. First time he spoke, and it was pretty short. That it will eat, it will rest. That was his answer. And Madhura Kavi understood the answer, which fortunately we have the what it means. Identified with the body, it will be implicated by the body, but if it identifies with its service to Krishna, it will stay in Vaikuntha and eat or think of Krishna. So this eating is nourishment for the soul. That hearing and remembering Krishna, that's nourishment of the soul. So Madhura Kavi understood, this is my guru. That light and the voice from the sky saying, I'll lead you to your guru, is now accomplished. So both were in this other dimension, you could say, other level of consciousness altogether. You could speak riddles and understand riddles, but understand transcendence. So in the course of his life, 1,000 verses were composed. Now, most of the cherished songs of the Alvars were written about deities, and then in glorification of the deities of Vishnu, then they were retained as special verses that Sri Vaishnavas recite, composed by Alvars. In the case of Namalvar, he didn't go anywhere. The deities came to him. So most of his poems are poems of glorification of a particular deity that came to visit him because he didn't go anywhere. And Madhura Kavi, it was his, he didn't have an MP3 recorder, he just wrote it down. Whenever Namalvar would say some prayer, he would write it down. So he was the scribe for his guru. And Namalvar only lived for 32 years. And following that period of time, remember this is, you know, some short time just after Krishna left, those verses were lost. Mostly. But 3,000 years later, the grandfather of Jamunacharya, he heard the recitation of those 10 verses, which we're going to hear shortly, sung in
Tamil. And he was so charmed by them, and he had heard from the Brahmins who were reciting them that there's another 990 verses. So he asked them, where are they? I'd like to learn them. And they said, they're lost. But if you go to that tamarind tree at this place where Namalvar resided, and you recite these 10 prayers that are still existent, again and again, repeatedly, then Namalvar will reveal those 990 other prayers to you. So he took their instruction seriously. He went to the place by the tamarind tree, and 12,000 times, he sang them again and again, like this singing again and again that Madhavendra Puri did. And with that, the remaining 990 verses and the other 3,000 verses of all the other Alvars were revealed to him. These personalities are in a different level of Krishna consciousness. So those 10 verses we're going to hear. And if you don't know Tamil, like I don't know Tamil, don't worry. The translation is there. And in essence, it's glorification of Krishna's name. And it's speaking, in essence, about predicting that in this age of Kali, a great personality will come who will give the holy name. This is Namalvar.
People of the ocean-girdled earth, what good are they who cannot sing and dance in joy? The glories of the dark-hued Lord, who saved the elephant from the jaws of the crocodile in the lotus tank? Gives wood to the mighty asuras, fins who mince and eat mortals on earth, those who cannot sing on top throat and dance in ecstasy must forever suffer the throes of karmic births. dance and touch the earth with their heads, repeatedly uttering the praises of the Lord, who stopped a hailstorm with a mountain, must forever suffer stormy hell as their only retreat. Praise of Sridhar of coral lips, who killed seven bulls for the love of Nipaini. Dance with hands over your heads, dignity be blown, or else, what use is this birth, amid saintly man?
சனத்தை நாளியும் கம்சனை சாதே பதக்கு ஆதியம் ஜோதியுருவை அங்கு வைத்திங்கு பீரந்த வேத முதல்
The Lord of the Vedas left his radiant Vaikuntha and came as a mortal to protect the innocent from Kamsa's tyranny. Other than singing and dancing his praise through every street, what is there for scholars to learn? Are they men?
சரும் மற்றும் முற்றுமாய் மாயா பிறவி பிறந்த தனியன் பிறப்பிலி தன்னை தடங்கட சேர்ந்த பிரானை கனியை கரும்பி நின்சாற்றை கட்டியை தேனை அமுதை
The birthless Lord who took birth reclines in the ocean, sweet as fruit and nectar, sweet as sugar and honey and her ambrosia. He's the living, the non-living, and all else. Those who praise Him with song and dance attain total knowledge.
Mayil nu travar viya aivar karul seid ninje parmalgu senaya vita paranjudarai ni nainaadi ni magu kanni
The radiant Lord unleashed a terrible army over the unfair hundred and granted victory to the five. Of what use are men in this good world who build up their biceps if they do not melt their hearts? Dance and sing and enjoy.
புனலந்தருவி வடதிருவே கடத்து எந்தை பேர்பல சொல்லி பிதாற்றி பீத்தரன்றே பிறக்கும் புகாதும் உலகாட்சிரிக்க நின்றாடி
Our Lord resides in Venkatam of cool water springs. Rave His name incessantly. Be called a madman. Let the world mock at you. Jump and dance in ecstasy. Be worshipped by the celestials.
மரர் தொழப்படுவானை அனைத்துலகு கும்பிரானை அமரர் மனத்தினுள் யோகு புணர்ந்து அவந்தன்னோடு ஒன்றாக அமர துணிய வல்லார்கள் மொழியல்லாதவரெல்லாம்
The Lord, worshipped by celestials, is Lord of all creation. Those who reach Him through yogic penance find Him in their hearts always. For all others, dancing and singing His praise is the only karma.
கருமமும் கரும பலனும் ஆகிய காரணம் தன்னை திருள் மாலினை தேவ பிரானை ஒருமை மனத்தினுள் வைத்து உள்ளம் குழைந்து எழுந்தாடி
My celestials is the karmas, their fruit, and their cause. dance and sing with oneness of heart, melting inside you. Lose your pride and shame and rave his praise like mad.
Poliga, po ye chvallo ye chabam, naliyo naragamu naida naman king yadunru ille, kaliyo kedu kand golmin, kadal vannan podangar man mel, maliya pugundi bulidar kandu.
Victory, victory, victory. I behold something wonderful. All the inauspiciousness of the living entities is destroyed. No one is going to hell. Yamaraja has no more work, and the effects of Kali Yuga cease to exist. This is because all over devotees sing his names while dancing and playing musical instruments. There will come a race which will tread the earth with raised hands and vertical tilaka on their foreheads, who will chant the names of Hari. This will destroy the influence of Kali.
From the Sri Vaishnava tradition, we have this astounding example of the first and perhaps foremost of the Alvars in their tradition speaking essentially a prediction of this previous verse, a prediction of Mahaprabhu's appearance. There will come a race which will tread the earth with raised hands and vertical tilak on their foreheads, who will chant the names of Hari. This will destroy. So we need to have Nama Sankirtan in our temples, but we also need to go out on the street and, as Mahaprabhu did, and as Nam Alvars, actually this is not Nam Alvar, this is another one of the Alvars, predicting Mahaprabhu's activities. So this is the advent of Nam Sankirtan. That's the theme thing. This is Ramananda Roy, pictured in the left-hand side, after this interaction or discussion with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he realizes the divinity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in full, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveals his form of Radha Krishna simultaneous with his form of Ramananda Roy. My dear Lord, you have descended in this incarnation of Lord Chaitanya for your own personal reasons. You have come to taste your own spiritual bliss, and at the same time, you are transforming the whole world by spreading the ecstasy of love of Godhead. So, the advent of Nam Sankirtan is Mahaprabhu, and here's a beautiful, succinct, and brilliant statement of what he came for, experiencing bliss and spreading the ecstasy of love of Godhead. this is a drawing of Krishna Das Kaviraj by the side of Radhakund writing Chaitanya Charitamrita, very external, three internal reasons for Mahaprabhu's advent. One of the external reasons is it was time for the Yuga Avatar to make his appearance. And another was the loud call of Advaitacharya for the Supreme Lord to appear. And the third was fulfilling his promise that he gave in Bhagavad Gita, Pritranaya Sadhanam Vinashaya Chaduskritam, that he would come for those purposes. Those were external, and then his internal purposes, as mentioned by Ramananda Roy, his relationship with Srimati Radharani, experiencing her love, experiencing her happiness, experiencing the qualities in him, ecstatic feature of the advent of Nama Sankirtan, is the gift that Mahaprabhu wanted to relish himself and to share with others. Now, sometimes, it's not so common these days, but sometimes there's a discussion, should Harinam be chanted aloud? Or should Harinam be chanted silently? Because the Smarta Brahmanas at the time, some had objection to the audible, in fact, not only audible, but ucha, loud Sankirtan. There's a detailed discussion you can read about, if you like, from Chaitanya Bhagavat, where Haridas Thakur, the image here is Haridas Thakur at Siddha Bakul in Puri, Haridas Thakur was challenged by a brahmana in an insulting tone, not at all appropriate for a brahmana, but insulting. And why are you doing this loud chanting? This is not in the scripture. You're an offender. So there, Haridas Thakur gave several reasons. But although he was not a brahmana in that sense, not highly learned in the scripture, he certainly knew the scripture. He pointed out a certain verse from the pastime where Nanda Maharaj was being swallowed by that serpent you see in the image. And so Krishna came along and placed his foot on the serpent. The cowherd boys were taking sticks, burning embers, and whacking the snake, and Nanda Maharaj, he kept swallowing and swallowing this huge python. And when Krishna touched his foot on the head of the serpent, this Gandharva, or Vidyadhara, that fellow is coming out of the head of the serpent. The Vidyadhara named Sudarshana spoke the following. This is quoted by Haridas to respond to the brahmana about chanting loudly. Anyone who chants your name purifies all who hear his chanting as well as himself. How much more beneficial then is the touch of your lotus feet? So, within the Bhagavatam there's this reference of chanting audibly so others will benefit. And he cited an additional reference. There's another nice illustration. There's cowherd boys with their burning embers, sticks with flames, and whacking the serpent, but nothing would work. Then the Vidyadhara came out when Krishna touched with his foot. And there's this statement by Prahlad Maharaj, similarly in the Bhagavatam, referenced in Naradiya Purana, one who loudly chants the holy name of the Lord is 100 times greater than one who silently chants, because those who chant silently purify only themselves, while those who chant loudly purify themselves as well as those who hear them. So we, on scriptural authority, we go in the public and we have kirtan that some people may like, some people may not like. But it's purifying whether they like or they don't like. Some of you may know Bhakti Chaitanya Swami, or have heard his name. Very wonderful Vaishnava, who, he's from Australia, but during his introduction to Krishna consciousness, he was working in London. I heard him tell this story several times. He was, when he would go to work, it was around the same time that the Harinam party would go out from Soho Street. And he just had, you know, they weren't always on the same side of the street. If he saw them coming, he'd go to the opposite side of the street because he just like, let me stay away from these people. But just every day hearing and every day hearing and every day hearing, he eventually became purified. And then eventually he accepted a book that was offered to him and he read the book and became a devotee. Just from hearing. So initially, he wasn't favorable. Initially, he was avoiding. And we meet people that are initially favorable, initially. I'll share a little anecdotal. I flew this morning from Orlando, and I was going through the security thing, TSA. As I was going through, they checked my bag, and the fellow, black fellow, said, Haribo! to the gates, and a fellow was pushing a wheelchair. Some lady was in the wheelchair, and he said, are you Ramapad Swami? He said, I used to live in New York City, and I visited the Brooklyn Temple, and I remember I heard your classes, and now I've moved to Orlando. And then most amazing was New York, after they did all the announcements and buckle your seatbelt, the stewardess came along and said, are you Hare Krishna? I said, yes. And she said, do you know Echo Village near Mumbai? And I said, yes. Govardhan Echo Village, that one. I said, yes. Oh, it was such a nice place. I spent 2 weeks there. Have you ever been there? Yes, it's very nice. Appear to be, you know, I'm pushing something. So I just like sat there and did my thing. But at the end, I asked her, getting off the plane, how'd you find out about this? She said, well, there's, I forget the name of the person, some comedian, my favorite comedian, blah, blah, blah. He spent 2 or 3 days there and he really liked it and said it's really nice, you could go there. And so I looked it up and my friend said, hey, that sounds interesting, let's go for 2 weeks. And, you know, as I was walking off the plane, she said, Hare Krishna. She's not a sadhaka, but you get the idea. Who can say how people are going to benefit? And then, as I was walking, you know, got off the plane, and walking to get my bag, and one fellow came out of the crowd, stood right in front of me and said, you look disgusting. And I didn't say it, but I thought, better to look disgusting than be disgusting. Anyway. So, some people like, some people don't like. But the benefit is there nonetheless. Shishupal got liberation. And it went from scorn, saying Krishna's name. There's a little Prabhupada story. We'll hear it tomorrow morning. No, I can say it. It won't be tomorrow morning. One time Prabhupada was visiting in Chennai, and for some reason, Prabhupada allowed the Mayavadi sannyasi to come and, you know, sit in his room. And the conversation went on for about an hour. And the whole time it started with the Mayavadi sannyasi criticizing Prabhupada. Your Sanskrit is atrocious. Look at your Bhagavad Gita. And he had a Bhagavad Gita that he had been reading. And he was quoting such and such verse. Says, here's what it says. And you say that in the verse. But you're saying, Prabhupada went, any other place? So he went, then the next place, the next place, the next place, and details and details and details about criticizing Prabhupada's Sanskrit and saying, chanting the holy name and chanting Krishna's name and the name of Hari. And everyone was astonished that Prabhupada was entertaining this man. At the end it was, and the devotee said, Prabhupada, you're usually like fire when Mayavadi sannyasis come. Why did you do like this? He said, did you hear the man? He must have said Krishna's name 1,000 times. And from saying Krishna's name so many times, I was thinking, maybe he'll become purified, and next time when he comes back, he'll hear from me instead of criticize. Aim is the point. Very, very powerful. So we chant, no, we have our 64 round date, don't chant so loudly that others have to leave the room. This is speaking of the Nama Sankirtan, the public chanting of the holy name, that we do in this way, loudly. So, others will be purified. And I wrote a Vyasa Puja offering about that one time, sitting there chanting, and there was an aisle seat, an in-between seat, and the lady over there was going like that, you know. Are you going to do that the whole way? I said, oh, I'm sorry. I was chanting softly, but I was jiggling my beads. And then she made some remark, awesome. As I was thinking, yes, it's awesome. Anyway, Hare Krishna. There are mantras like Gayatri Mantra that are to be chanted silently, but this Maha Mantra, the great chant for deliverance, is to be chanted audibly. At least audibly. It's in Nam Sankirtan or Japa, our mantra meditation. This benefit, the advent of the holy name, is for the purification of all. This image is practically a personification of all of what Nam Alvar had to say, predicting the day will come when this chanting will take place. So, Sankirtan has this external benefit and it has an internal benefit, specifically the concentration what's required is attentiveness, and not mild, but complete attentiveness. And in the maturing stages, it's not just attentiveness, but attraction and attachment and transcendental feelings for and love for the person whose name we're calling. So there's, the reason for putting this in this form is there's not just the behavior that's the external part. It's what your consciousness is doing. Tomorrow morning we're going to hear something about consciousness and the role of consciousness in chanting. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote, merely reciting the external syllables of the holy name does not mean that one is truly chanting the holy name. Rather, it's the consciousness that's behind the chanting of the holy name. And when done properly, always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me. Those great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. It's a worship. It's a connection of love and an offering, minimally offering our power of speech to the Supreme Lord. And calling with love, that's what he connects with, the calling with feeling. Even if the feeling is I'm inattentive, I'm distracted, that's a feeling. Call with such feeling. And this is a nice illustration from 10th canto Bhagavatam, when Krishna and his associates from Dwarka, they went to Kurukshetra, as did the residents of Vrindavan go to Dwarka on the occasion of solar eclipse. And Samanta Panchaka Kurukshetra, here's the verse. The translation is, rendering devotional service to me, Krishna speaking, qualifies any living being for eternal life. But by your good fortune, you have developed a special loving attitude toward me, by which you have obtained me. Krishna speaking to the gopis. So, emphasis on the internal attentiveness and attraction and progressively attachment, transcendental feelings. So we're here for a japa retreat, so there'll be some quantitative, but my appeal is qualitative, or strive, make some kind of concerted effort or intention or sankalpa to have our time together chanting the holy name together, both in Nama Sankirtan, the congregational chanting, and in Japa, and hearing from devotees what their experience with the holy name is, the glories of the holy name, the wonderful attributes of the holy name, to become attracted to Krishna in the form of his name. It's an appeal. So, that have some intention. I'll just say this one thing again. Sankalpa. Many of you know the term sankalpa. When a brahmana performs a yajna on behalf of someone, there are certain questions they must ask. What is your name? What is your gotra? And what is your sankalpa? What is it that you would like? And so the particular yajna is performed accordingly, and the certain deva is propitiated, and Ganesh removes the obstacles for attaining what? Pertaining some intention, sankalpa. So this is a yajna that we'll be doing, a yajna of the holy name, and what your sankalpa is very important. I'll explain. Really easy to understand. Many of us, we'll just assume all of us, but many of us have, once we were small, we had a magnifying glass. And you take a magnifying glass, and one of the things you learn what you can do with a magnifying glass is take this light of the sun and hold the magnifying glass in a certain position at a certain height above something, some grass, dry grass or paper or something that will burn, and you get the light of the sun to go narrow, 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 just like a point, and you'll start a fire. Yes? Now it's the same light of the sun, you're just channeling or concentrating the light of the sun through that magnifying glass. And then it makes it fiery, because that's what it is, it's fire. Similarly, sankalpa is like that magnifying glass being adjusted in such a way that the power, the potency of the holy name, which is there, is something you can experience while we're here together, or when you're at home, or wherever you chant. I'm appealing. Consider, this is it's routine or a tradition or something like that, that in the early stages of our japa retreats, we did at the very beginning, we passed out little 3x5 cards and had people write their sankalpa down. And then you'd encourage the person, stay with it. It's like your own sankalpa. What is it that you're expecting to have happen by coming together? We'll be doing things. What outcome would you like from that? What is the intention you're coming for this gathering? That's a sankalpa. And focus what you're receiving through that. I'm suggesting this one. May the loving attitude, the natural relationship that we have for Krishna, becomes nourished and strengthened, particularly in the form of His holy name. We have some, otherwise we wouldn't be here. It's Friday night. Many people are off at the mall, so we saw them as we were coming, packed, doing their Christmas shopping or whatever they're doing. So we're here because we have some attraction. Let that attraction consciously think about it when we're done this evening and you're having your conversation or going home. What is your purpose? And if you don't have one, consider adopting this one. Let your relationship with Krishna become nourished, strengthened. You're become more strongly situated in your relationship with Krishna. This loving affection that Krishna is describing here. In relation to the gopis, they obtained Krishna that way. So that's the end. Nice image. Hari Ram Sankirtan Ki Jai. So, any comments or questions from anybody? Yeah. The devotee who did the singing is one of our devotees. It sounded like a professional singer, didn't it? It's one of our devotees. And she, I guess when she was young, she learned some traditional vocal. So when she sings in kirtan, that comes out. But she knows this traditional style also. I can't follow it, I don't know. Could you follow it? A little bit? Oh. Very, very, like listening to Chinese for me. It's like, I can't. So, form of Lord Vishnu. They take that Nama Avara is a form of Lord Vishnu. Angsha. All of them. Okay. Anything else? Okay. So we'll see you tomorrow morning. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.